The following audio is via a Skype call.
The future awaits you with Let It Go Radio and internationally renowned host Barbara Scheidegger. Do you struggle with believing in yourself, reaching for the stars, or simply saying, yes, I can? This show will accelerate your yes to anything in life as Barbara explores self-improvement, behavior modification, how to effectively achieve your goals, and quantum hypnotherapy. As an ultimate renaissance woman, Barbara will show you how to let go of old patterns, manage expectations, and gain the necessary tools to live a more vibrant, prosperous, and happy life through the Scheidegger approach. No perfection, just excellence. Let It Go Radio starts now.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. Guess what? I get to join the show today. I'm Dr. Pat.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
All right, and guess what? Today, we're talking about something that we're very, very excited about. But before we jump into 21 days to dynamically shift thoughts and emotions, I want to introduce you to Barbara. Not only is she the host of Let It Go Radio and what it means to live your future now, but it is about a journey that each of us gets to take. In her case, all the way from Switzerland, you know, being somebody that has always believed in yes, I can, whether it's wife, mother, entrepreneur, life coach, author, host, philanthropist, visionary, but most importantly, somebody that knows the power of clinical hypnotherapy. She brings her unique voice to the airwaves, but most importantly to all of you. Now, how do we get on this journey? How do we know that we're here to help people? How do we know that we've been called to step up and do something extraordinary? That's what today's show is about. If you work with Barbara, you know about her work, you know one thing. She's going to tell you, yes, I can. No matter what comes out of your mouth, where you're going, what you're saying, she's going to help you see the way to that. You know, today is a show about how we can take the precision that we know works in the world through something Barbara has created, Swiss hypnotherapy. So get ready today as you go on a journey to discover the hidden power you have to change now and forever, to break through and to do this in an incredible way with Barbara Scheidegger. Barbara, it's great to have you, all right? This is really fun.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. It's a great city, Seattle. The first time for me to be here, and I got so lucky. The weekend,
I know the
sunny
weather.
I walked miles.
Did you?
Miles. It was so great. I mean, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And just seeing the people walking on the water, even barefoot, which I thought was a little bit too cold for me, coming from California.
Yeah.
But how people enjoyed that weather and what we're breathing in the sun. It was an amazing weekend for me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You were talking about the people here.
Yeah.
And I was really struck when I moved here about the openness, the warmth of the people here. Just the nuances of the culture. And you too experienced that right away.
Yeah, that's the first thing I told you.
When
I arrived at the airport, the energy in Seattle is welcoming. It has a different vibration. And I enjoyed every second here now. I really love it here.
Well, today, you know, we're introducing something to the public today, something you've created. We are very excited about it. But you have really taken your culture. You've taken the tools. You've taken the study, the training, what you've done, NLP, Reiki, clinical hypnotherapy. You've taken it and you've created a holistic approach that says this is what we can do and this is how quickly we can do it. Tell us a little bit about what it means to bring all of those tools, precision, you know, to play in Swiss hypnotherapy.
It is an amazing approach to me. Let's see. You have to work it. You have to work on yourself. It's something that Google cannot do for you. You cannot say, Google, do this for me. I have to do it for myself. And the way to start it is really, no matter what challenge you have in front of you, and let's just eliminate the word problem. It's just a challenge. We have that in our lives, a challenge. How you can get over this challenge? Just in the beginning that you tell yourself already, yes, I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things today that we are going to talk about is something you were talking to me about, is about our thoughts. Our thoughts create a picture. And so the question you ask, are we ready to make it a masterpiece? And, you know, thoughts become beliefs. Whether they're limited or expansive, they become beliefs. And then, you know, part of this is what you learned growing up in a village, what you learned about the thoughts and what you, as a child, could bring forward or not.
Yeah, let's say these are core beliefs that we grow up, and they are embedded within us. We react on a way that we don't even know why we react like this. And I have to say, yes, we need ground rules when we grow up. And they come from our parents, and they come from our teachers or educators or whoever was the person who raised you. This, the ground rules. And the ground rules are their ground rules and not my ground rules. But we need them to grow up somehow. But when they don't work anymore, when you turn 20 or even 18, whatever age it is, you realize suddenly, this is not good for me. I do this, but somehow I cannot move forward. You're stuck in a ground rule. And in hypnotherapy, we go down to the level of quantum level. I call it the quantum level that it's just you. No judgment, no aggravation, just you, freedom and peace. Seeing you, who you are and how you are, and the creativity that you have, and what is holding you back.
Mm.
And in that state of being, in that trance, where I guide you through, it's very hard to do it yourself. Even I go to a hypnotherapist sometimes when I need to go really deep,
yeah,
because my mind will take over. There we learn, and we are in neutral. It's just you. And that's the way you learn how to let go of all these core beliefs that don't serve purpose anymore. And you replace it with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What is your belief?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What you think is good for you, and how you are going to react with them? What is your vision? Once you replace these core beliefs, that old core beliefs, and we have to adapt anyway, and you replace it with the new beliefs, that's then when you can take action.
Yeah.
A belief itself is good, but you have to take action at the same time. And that's what you learn in hypnotherapy, to learn how to change that. And I give you the tools at the same time that you can do it after, let's say, 21 days that I bring you to the platform. If I work with you strategically for 21 days, it is your work. I guide you through. You're on the platform that you can move forward. So I say today, if you got up in the morning, depressed, stuck, poor me syndrome.
Right.
It was the PMS syndrome, the poor me syndrome. Or what do I do with my life? Stressed. And you get that every morning and every day, and you think this is your life, take a deep breath and say, it's time to change.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's time to make a change. And yes, you can.
You know, part of what you were sharing with me was growing up in a village where, you know, you and I have similar childhoods, where on the outside, we're looking at all these wealthy people, all the people that have everything that we think we want. And, you know, we're going through with families. In my case, you know, I can remember one of my birthdays, my mom got caught shoplifting to try to get clothes for us. And you grew up in the same kind of environment. But, you know, you get to choose. Am I going to think that this is going to be the story for the rest of my life? Or am I going to look at this and look at the expansive nature of what that is, what that childhood upbringing can help me, you know, rise up above?
Oh, yeah. It's a... No, I grew up in a family of eight, and I'm number seven, and I'm actually pretty lucky to be number seven. I got more spoiled than the first four in our family, but we had wonderful. I mean, I had wonderful parents, They gave everything. They were working hard to give us what we, whatever they were able to give us. But as a kid, I had to growing up very early. I had to go and find my own dollar somewhere else. I had to go and work a little bit and get $5 here or $5 there, or just a little bit of an apple, anything. I learned from the beginning, if I just sit back, I'm not going to get it. And I had to say, yes, I can. And I moved forward in a positive way. You know, we have to make sure, yes, I got my apple in a legal way. I got my $5 in a legal way. That's that was my ground rule, and that was also my parents. You know, don't think because someone else has it, you can steal it from them, and then you own it. No, I had to work for it, and that's the ground rule. We had to work for it. And that's what I put in also as ground rule in hypnotherapy. You have to work on it. You have to manifest what you want. The belief itself is not enough. You have to react to it. You have to change your plan, your ground rules. And I would say, if you have something in mind that you really want, or the change you always looked forward to, let's dissect that a little bit, yeah. I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah, no, you have to, because, you know, it's hard to understand why we want things. You know, there's a place of really desire, which I love the word desire. I love that word. It's really different than the word need, right? Oh, yeah. Very different energy. And, you know, for a lot of us, we grow up with the word need. Like, need is limited. Mm-hmm. You know, it's as if we're not been given permission to desire. And yet life is so full of possibilities. It's so full of abundance. It's so full of that. And, you know, you and I have a very similar background. You know, we were out of the house at a really young age working. And, you know, I remember working, you know, after I went through my little homeless bout, I remember working three jobs at a time to all wee hours of the night. But I must admit, I like to party a little bit. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Barbara about how Swiss hypnotherapy and all of the things she brings into being with that helps us with emotions. So what emoji are you today? And how do you think you're available to change it? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey service, live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here today. I'm Dr. Pat Barbara Scheidegger joining me here today. This is Let It Go Radio. For more information about Barbara, you can get there by going to letitgoradio.com. It'll take you right to her website, barbarascheidegger.com. You know, today we're talking about something really special Barbara's created. It is Swiss hypnotherapy. It is a combination of clinical hypnotherapy, Reiki, NLP, and any of the other modalities, whether it's distance healing or helping you with moving from whatever is holding you back in the stuckness of your life and moving on. And right now we're going to talk about emotions. What are they? You know, Barbara, you and I were talking about our childhood and the emotion of that. And, you know, today I can talk about my birthday, that birthday where we're all going shopping and we're going to get clothes and whatever that is, right? And that experience of being in like a Macy's or something, let's say. And the next thing you know, my mom's being dragged off in handcuffs. And, you know, you think I would have learned a lesson from that. But, you know, there was an emotion of that as a child. And as I grew older, though, that's not what I remember about my mom. You know, what I remember about my mom is her absolute dedication to all of us and teaching us about, yes, I can, perseverance, relentlessly about persevering. But those are emotions. And sometimes if we don't get some help with those emotions, they will carry us down in our lives.
You know? Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, I find it fantastic that you're able to block out that and say, this is what it was.
Yeah.
But my mom was not that person. My mom was beautiful. She took care of us. She made sure we went to school. She was a good, caring, loving mother.
Taught me to jitterbug.
You see?
We could do a demonstration, but, you know, I'll hold off on that.
Let's do it later.
But it's the truth. I mean, those things, yeah. That's what we remember. That and sitting there eating that southern cornbread.
But look, you're a unique person then. Many people go back and remember the bad things.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to learn to get that out. What have you learned from that? Probably you learned from that, look, I'm never going to go shoplifting. That would you end up like this.
Exactly.
You're done.
Right.
But a lot of people hang on that. And come with the PMS system out. Poor me syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Poor me. My mother stole on my birthday and she ruined my birthday. And that hangs on. And that's the story you tell your brother. You go to your friend. You go with this. Well, is that the only thing that you had in your life? How about the good thing? Can you remember good things? And if there were none, make sure you make it better in your life. I've seen it that it's a very interesting story I read the other day. There are two brothers, twin brothers. One extremely successful, the other one is in the dump.
Mm-hmm.
Druggy, smoking, yeah. Alcohol. Divorced. They had a father who was alcoholic. And then they went to the one who was drugged up and really in the dump. What happened to you? Look, you're drinking, you're not moving forward in your life. And he looked at them and said, I saw my father.
Yeah.
Then they went to the other man, the other twin. And they asked him, how come that you are so successful? And he answered, I saw my father. Here it is. It's how you take it in.
Yeah.
And I think today, copying something like this, just because your father did it, you have to do it too. Look at your life. You can change it. We have the power to change it. That's what we don't realize today. In many, many situations, whatever you do, you get what you focus on. It is your mind.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You drive in the car, you focus on a tree, you drive into the tree. That's it. I went to play golf. Somebody invited me to play golf. And I never really played. And they said, right. You really want me to be there? I said, you can shoot the ball. We train a little bit. And then we go ahead on the golf course. And I had a caddy with me.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. You know, they were playing. And the caddy stood to me, gave me the golf club, the ball. We put it up. And he said to me, try to hit the ball to the left, but he stood to the right.
Oh.
And I said, look, I see you. He said, no, I'm just guiding you to go to the left. But I saw him and I hit him with the golf ball because I focused on him, what he said, instead of looking there and said, okay, he told me to the left and I'm going to the left. No, I focused on his voice, on his being, and poor guy, he got the ball.
Right. Oh,
so,
man. But that's what true.
You focus what you get. And when you focus your mind on something negative, you'll get it. The good news is, for all listeners out there, you can change it. And the change, you have 90 seconds. And I read that in the book from The Stroke Within Me.
Yes.
From Jill, Dr. Jill. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot her last
name. Oh, I know. I absolutely know who she is. She's amazing.
It was so powerful what the mind can do. And the mind is you and nobody else.
Yeah.
So she said it takes 90 seconds to change your negative thought into a positive thought. The 90 seconds. If you go over the 90 seconds, you linger in your negative PMS in there.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
So in the way to change your thoughts, that we pay attention to our thoughts. And you say, nope, I'm thinking about if something really negative, I really have nothing, but I can think about good thoughts.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I think about my vacation in the Maldives. And you close your eyes and you focus on that thought. On the thought of that picture that really marked you and the water with the fish and the blue and the sky. And it's just right now I'm already there.
I'm there too. And you know,
that's what it is.
As you're talking about it, I pictured myself in the beach in Hawaii, an experience that I had once where I was out there and I don't swim very well at all, but I was out there and I was kind of floating around. I had one of those little things. And these baby turtles were swimming under me and around me. And it was the most incredible experience. So much so that I was not paying attention to where I was. And again, I don't swim. And so you could see the people on the beach that were with me screaming and shouting because I was just with these little turtles. And we were kind of floating along. It is something you don't forget. You can feel that.
Yeah, but that's, again, a nice thing because you're in tune to that. You learn how to do it. The funny thing is now, someone else tells the stories, and I swam out there with the turtle. I had only that little thing on. People were screaming and yelling, and I couldn't swim, and that was horrible. And you know, then they bring themselves in that straight state of stress.
Oh, yeah.
Complete stress.
Yeah. I was so out of it. I got to tell you, I was so in my joy juice right there that the next thing I know, the lifeguard was out there trying to drag me in. But that was okay. I didn't try to have to get back in. The thing that we're saying is I love this, and I want to explore this with you when we come back from break. What I'm aware of now today is a new thing, especially after we talked Friday night. I'm aware of this 90-second thing between the thing that I see or the trigger or whatever we want to call it, the 90 seconds before I actually open my mouth with a judgment.
Yeah.
You see, because there's this thing that can happen where something gets us, it triggers something in us. And our response to it is usually either an expression, a verbal, like you could tell when somebody is like not happy. You're like, oh. Or out of your mouth comes a thing.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that you can't take back.
It's your defense.
And you really do have a short period of time. Right, to do it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Swiss hypnotherapy to the rescue. What is it that we can do to start to create changes now? And easy. You just got to want it. You have to want to change.
Yep.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit getthehealthyedge.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Let It Go Radio with me. I'm Dr. Pat and the host of the show, Barbara Scheidegger. We're talking about Swiss hypnotherapy, but more importantly, we're talking about changing your life. And today we're introducing you to ways to do that. For more information about Barbara and also to schedule time with her, she works with people all over the world. You can go to letitgoradio.com or barbarascheidegger.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com, any and all of the above. And what you'll find is a way to get a hold of her and schedule time with her. Today, we're introducing you to some of the key elements that are involved in the work that she does, is 21 days to living an amazing life, you know, shifting, changing, and becoming all that you were meant to be. Barbara, it's great to have you here and talk about this. And, you know, there are key elements that you've discovered and defined for people. You've learned it in your own life. You've studied. You've put it all together. And you're saying it's time for the precision of change, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm telling you today, look, guys, when I was in my pickle years and years ago, I had to figure it out myself. It was hard. I had to go through it. It took so long, but I got over it and lost my weight. But then again, through my life, marriage, being a mom, businesswoman, I sank deeper into a hole again. And I just thought, this is my life for the rest of my life. Actually, that's what I have to do. And I did not agree on that. I knew I had to make a change and I understood I need help. And I got help first by my psychologist, at the doctors. It somehow that did not work because I couldn't figure out how to do it. Whatever they told me what I have to do, I didn't know how. And that's the nice part in hypnotherapy when I had my first session. Nobody told me what I have to do. The question was, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? What is your vision? What do we have to get rid of? I didn't have to relive my life again. I didn't have to tell my stories again. I just had to eliminate what didn't work for me. Hypnotherapy was a great tool for me. And I got out of it, of my misery, of my or me syndromes. Oh my God, it's me. What do I do? I had to go through it. It was hard. I don't say it was an easy task. It was hard. I was miserable because there was a big change, but on the outcome, today I'm so happy I did it and I feel so good. And people actually tell me, who know me for so long, I look the best ever. So it's not a question of age. It's a question how you take care of yourself and how you stand up to yourself and realize what you have to do. You know, first I would say, show it and look in the mirror and say, yes, this is my life. And I need to change. Be really honest to yourself. And always at the end, you say, tell yourself, yes, I can. What is your desire? What is the new dimension in your life? How should it look? How should it feel? Feel it, taste it before it happens. You have to take action to it for sure, and you have to go through the emotions. But you go through emotions anyway during the day, and the life you have right now, your emotions are not good. Push them further to what you want. Get out of there and get the life you deserve or desire. Your vision is very important than that. And at the end of the day, it's always, yes, I can, and I love my life. Yes, and I do know, that's number three. Oh, that fear. Oh. That fear that helps you back, it's amazing. That fear gives you that heartache, that you're upset, you're depressed. It's fear. We have to get over the fear, and through hypnotherapy, we go over that hump.
Mm. You know what I love about talking about this? Because, you know, a lot of times when we look at this, we think about fear as something that we worry a lot about the future, but we bring fear from our past. You know, we do. I mean, I think about some of the fears I have today and the reflection of things that happened in my past. And a lot of times we try to apply a Band-Aid or self-affirmation and then it doesn't work. And we're not really understanding why we can't get past something. And I think that your approach to this, whether it's going to be through restructuring thoughts or emotions or clinical hypnotherapy or Reiki or distance healing, it's putting it all together so that we can look at what's going to work for a person. You know, what is it that this person really needs to have happen in this moment today so that they can peel back a layer and move forward?
What I really heard from you, the why.
Yeah, why?
You said why.
Why?
It's not important.
Yeah, right.
We don't want to know why. Mm-hmm. We just know it doesn't work. So let's get rid of it. That's why I say you don't have to relive your past and blame others. Oh, that's why, because of my father, because of my mother. used to start again more hate and resentment towards these people.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of hypnosis is getting an understanding and being loving. And say, that's who they are. That's not who I am. I am this person and I love myself. You learn how to love yourself and how to accept yourself. And I know this is hard for people when I say you have to love yourself. This is weird. How should I love myself? Look in the mirror. I want you to look in the mirror and see positive. You look in the mirror and say, but I have wrinkles. Well, I have wrinkles too. That's fine. See something positive. What do you like about yourself? And goes, you know what? I like actually my eyes.
I like my new hair.
Eyes.
I like my new hair. Exactly. I do. I like my new hair. I tell you, the most controversial thing in my life right now is this hair color. Okay? And what I realize at the end of the day, especially after talking to you, is like I like it.
Yeah. And you don't not hurting anybody with your hair color.
Well, you'd never know that, but yeah, but I think
that's their problem.
Jessica's laughing over here. Isn't it this hair like the, one of the most controversial things that I could do?
Yeah, Linda.
Oh my God. Uh-oh. There we go. But you know what it is? It also too is I'm still learning about who I am.
It's
I
a
really
never-ending
am,
story.
I, you know, listeners gotten to know me in 15 years and I got another card from Susie, but I'm still figuring me out now. You know, do I want to be like this retirement person that has a dream that doesn't want to bring it to the world? Now, look, I really love retirement. And by the way, I get a pension now. So I love that part of it. But it doesn't mean what it was meant to be years ago. We can still be fully engaged in our lives.
And you have to. For your brain activities. If you don't study, if you don't learn new things, your brain starts to sleep. It's true. Your cells, some cells, that just start to sleep. And you can. The nice part is you can reactivate them again. So don't give up.
Right.
You can start again. I went back to school again after 50.
Oh, yeah,
I learned,
too.
I did. And I learned new things. And I thought my business I'm running, it's the only thing I can do in my life. No, there are other things I can do too. And I'm telling you guys out there in your 50s, 60s, 40s, you can learn new things, move forward, let the old behind. We all had to learn. In our 20s, we learn because we have to move forward to get a career. And our 30s, it's always, well, I should know that. No, you cannot know everything. We learn. We learn how to use a cell phone. We learn how to use a computer. If you don't do that, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're really cut off of the world. When I went skiing, I had to enter everything in the computer, my name and everything.
That's right.
If I don't know. What do I do? I'm not going skiing? I don't know.
But there isn't much you can't do now. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, even if you sign up for a health insurance program, pretty much everything is online now. Yeah. And, you know, I was coming in this morning with Jessica, and we're driving in, and I turned the channel that he normally had on because I understand Jessica asked, does she ever not listen to that channel, right? So I played some classic rock music for her, and she's probably thinking, put that other channel back. But we're coming in, and they played that Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter song that was in my brain. It was a good song. But then the DJ comes on. Okay. And says, hey, everybody, Mick Jagger is going to be touring in Europe. And I'm like, yeah, Rolling Stones, let's do it. And then she said something really interesting, which really is still a little bit, I'm like, why she had to mention he was 75 years old is beyond me. It is Mick Jagger with the Rolling Stones. I don't know, are they all still alive? But Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones are going to tour.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really matter? And she went on to talk about, I guess he's going to tour until he can't physically do it. And I'm like,
Have we gotten so ageist in our society? That is the craziest. It's Mick Jagger.
Maybe she meant it with admiration. That, look, guys, he's 75 years old and he's still going until he can't anymore.
You that's, know, why
until he
here.
Gets a,
that's why Barbara's
hit by
here.
A bus. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. There's no, people say you have to stop because.
Right.
When I turned 50 and I did still a lot of exercise and crazy stuff. I mean, crazy. You know, I climbed mountains and I had to hear, stop now, you're 50 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to say, I'm going on until I'm 60, 70, 80, until my body tells me today, you cannot do this anymore. So if somebody says up there, stop it, it's enough. I'm going. Maybe that was admiration for her that she said, you know.
I want to think it's admiration. Yeah. I think it was admiration until her second comment.
Uh-oh.
Jessica was in the car. Until her second comment was, yeah, I guess he'll keep going until he can't physically. You know, for me, I think it is admiration because, I mean, clearly there are some people that are listening that don't like the Rolling Stones.
But that's, you know, it has nothing to do with his music. It's, you know, it's like what it is. You know, see the truth in yourself. See who you are. See what you can do and go for it. And yes, I can. And repeat that and replace all the nonsense that you can. I cannot. Mm-hmm. I cannot. If you tell yourself you cannot, you will not able to do it. It's just what it is. Just imagine a baby who starts walking and falls on its butt constantly. 10 times, 50 times. I don't know. It hurts. This baby's not going to give up until it walks. But when we get older, we do that. We fall on our butt and say, oh, I cannot do that. No. It counts how many times you get up, not how many times you fall down.
Yeah. You know, there's part of this, too, I want to talk about. Should we skip break, Benny? Yeah, let's skip the break, maybe. Yeah. I want to talk about something really important that I'm learning. And you and I were talking a little bit about it. And it's part of the elements, too. Part of loving ourselves is also recognizing that there's a level of humility that is required. And I'm really looking at that for myself these days because, you know, when I get stressed, I can be a little edgy. And I so apologize to Linda because she's really taken the brunt of it. I mean, she's been my friend since 1973. And, you know, she's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. But I am acutely aware now that nobody can be responsible for our emotions but us.
You're responsible.
We're responsible.
That's why I say the 90 seconds are really important in your life. When you feel it's coming it up, take a step back. Before you answer anything, breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe deeply. When you get upset, you only breathe half. Mm-hmm. You don't breathe up into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's oxygen. Oxygen is missing in your brain. The circulation is not there. And you cannot think clearly. When you start breathing really deeply, just three breaths sometimes are enough.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth, breathe, think, then talk. And something completely different will come out. And that's also the way you can regulate your stress. When you tell this will stress me out, guess what?
It will stress you out.
But you know, the Asians, they have a great philosophy, actually. For example, in the car, when somebody, you're in the car and somebody cuts you off, you know, then people show the finger, they raise their hands, look at this, he just cut me off. The Asians, they have that, maybe he has to go to the hospital because his wife is having the baby. Or he's in pain, or he has to go somewhere really fast.
Right.
And you forgive them immediately. And you're calm because getting upset doesn't change the fact that he cut you off.
You're so right about that. I play, and this weekend I had double duty playing table tennis. And so yesterday my buddy Akiko was there and we played together. And I really wasn't playing well. And what I discovered about it is every time I missed an obvious shot, right? And she's my partner. She says, good shot. Good shot. Yeah. Or she'll say, I remember taking one shot and I clearly missed the table by 20 feet. And she says, almost, right? Almost.
And then at one point, I went to hit a ball, and I missed the ball completely, and we just both laughed. So you're right about this. You're right about how we can bring those things to the table for ourselves.
Yeah,
I'm not undermining the fact that we don't go through life and have tough times. I mean, I've had a few.
It's a fact. We have tough times.
We have tough times.
It's how you deal with that.
It's not our story.
No, it's normal. Anything is tough. I mean, it is what it is. Life is just, it's called life.
Mm-hmm.
You have your up and downs. It's how you react to them and how you feel sorry for yourself. There are some hardships going on in life. And if you hang on them and feel so sorry for yourself and don't move on, you're going to be in a big, deep, dark hole.
Yeah.
And it's time now. If you, one of your listeners just is in that hole, look around, stop, breathe, look around. Somewhere up there's a light coming in. Breathe and go towards that light. It will become bigger and bigger until you see an exit sign. It's there. But if you stand in the same spot and just think that light will come to you, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Mm.
You have to go there. And that's what I help you in hypnotherapy. Look, hypnotherapy is natural. It's safe. And there are no proven side effects. And it's within us. The Egyptian did it.
Yeah.
You know, in World War II, they did surgery with hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
With hypnosis. So it can be done. It's within us. It has been always within us. What are you afraid of? Yes, you're not diagnosed with something. Maybe that's a problem because people want to be diagnosed with something. They want to be labeled.
Yeah, we want to know.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
We have that so we can figure out a fix for it. One of the things I want to do is Barbara does a free consultation for those of you out there. What is the best way for people to get a hold of you? What's the best phone number?
You can reach me at 323-999-4775. I give you a free consultation. We talk about your problems, and that it's already the first step. Talk about it. Mm-hmm. See it as it is, and we'll figure it out together.
And what's that phone number one more time?
323-999-4775.
Okay, I want to talk about Yes, I Can for a moment. And, you know, Barbara's got a great ebook, which we're going to be giving out to you guys here in a couple of weeks. I want to talk about Yes, I Can for a lot of reasons. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've been told I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, I grew up with a Yes, I Can mom, a Yes, I Can stepmom. They didn't say that exactly. A whole slew of uncles that gave me boxing gloves when I was 5. And a dad who didn't have a boy yet. And we had the 3 girls, and my dad was a mechanic. And so I grew up with literally not knowing that having dirt under your fingernails was not a thing that girls did, because all of us worked in the garage. We worked with wrenches. You know, we were involved in things that traditionally back then girls didn't do. But we were never told that. And that was the gift. That was the Yes, I Can. What would you say to people that have compromised on their dreams? And that's one of my least favorite words, compromise. Compromised on their dreams and want to get some help to even learn how to creatively dream.
Compromise is it's a tough thing, because you're helping others, but you don't help yourself. And you're lying actually to yourself. You don't bring up the truth, what you really want. Unless it works in a partnership, it works for both together, and both you can profit off something. But a compromise doesn't work your whole life long. You can compromise with yourself and say, I compromise now. I'm starting to make changes, and I'm letting go little by little of the old. And then you make the shift. It is all about you. Life is all about you. You're the most important person in your life. If you're dishonest to yourself, you're dishonest to the world. And this dishonesty with yourself affects your body in a physical way. You can get sick, you can create cancer, you can create tumors, chronic pain. All this is the compromise within you that's stuck. This has to be released, and it can be released. I know you go to the doctor and you have pain and he can't find anything, and you know you have pain. This is something that you have created on your own without knowing it, probably unconsciously. This we can release in hypnotherapy, the unconscious energy that's stuck there, like sticky. The good part is we can unstick it. Everything that you've learned and it's not good for you can unlearn it, and you can learn new things. It's there for you. Believe it, feel it, taste it before it happens. And we have to take action. There is hope. And understand you're not alone. Talk to people about it. Listen to other people in what situation they are. So you realize that we all have a little problem, and don't make it a big problem. Don't make it a mountain that you cannot move. These mountains can be moved. We are going to the source of it, and not we don't cover just only the symptoms. I go deep down to the source where everything started. You go there too with me, and you're the one who is going to release it. It's natural. It's healthy. It's organic. There are no side effects. The only thing I need from you, I need your input. You have to be willing to go through the path with me. I guide you through. I'm not going to do it for you. But I bring you to the place that later on you can do it on your own. And you don't need me to be there always. I don't want you to come back every 4 weeks. I need help. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Less I hear from you, better it is. And at the end, if I see you smiling and you smile about your stupid mistakes you did in your life, you laugh about it, we laugh together about it, I know I did my job and you did yours.
Yeah. I love what you're talking about, because what I discovered along the way in the process that you defined is that, you know, once we're moving beyond this one thing, our dreams open up, the expansive nature of what we want to create opens up, and sometimes new things show up. And now you know there's a way to move beyond those two.
So get ready. Realize what you do. You know, expectation. Just make a plan. Don't expect. Do what you have planned for you to do. Acceptance. Accept what it is. As it is. See it as it is, and don't see it as you want to see it. And determination, be there, do it. Now it's time to do it. Every morning when you wake up, you say, yes, I can. I love my life. Yes, I can. The night you go to bed, yes, I can. I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep. With certainty, with clarity. And here it is. Yes, I can. Determine what you want. Forward, straight forward. There is only plan A. There is no plan B.
Awesome. Barbara, thank you so much for today. One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
There is no future in the past. Leave now. That's the foundation today. What you do today is the foundation for tomorrow.
Thank you, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, and you've been listening to Let It Go Radio. And guess what? Another hour coming up. Stay tuned. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Let It Go Radio with Barbara Scheidinger. Tune in next month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Barbara guides listeners to believing in who they can become and say yes to an epically amazing life, the Scheidinger way. The future awaits you with Let It Go Radio. For more information on Barbara Scheidinger and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit her website at LetItGoHypnosis.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.